It is a Patriots Friday all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will be joined by Jelani Tavai in about a half an hour. Patriots linebacker as the Patriots get ready for the Seahawks and the home opener on Sunday at Gillette. This is Nick from Weymouth. Morning, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? Just following up on Tua. Courtney's right. I think Tua should step away from the game. If people forget, 2019, he had two surgeries in Alabama. He had ankle surgery, and he rebounded fairly quickly. However, later on, he played against Ole Miss. He sustained a dislocated hip, had to have hip surgery, and on the same play, got a concussion and a broken nose. Unfortunately, he's had a history. So he did make, I think, a proper decision to not play in for Alabama and to go pro. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a rational decision because I think he realized, as tough as he is, there's only so much time he has left to play. It was a good choice to go to the pros. However, What I've seen is last night when he – and Wiggy was right, he could have slid. He also could have run to the left because there was nobody in the left. There was a cornerback covering some receiver. He could have even got more yards. But that doesn't matter. What I'm getting at is I think his reaction time has changed. When he ran into that guy was not charging him. He hit the guy's bicep in the right-hand side of his chest.
Yep.
Right? And he went down. So what I'm saying is I don't think he has the reaction time to make proper moves running. He shouldn't be running. And you're right, Courtney. He is a tough guy when you look at all that he's done. But for his own sake, I think he should retire. And that's all I get to say.
All right. Well, Wiggy says he probably won't.
Yeah.
He just won't be able to do it. But Courtney's right. I think he should.
Yeah.
You're right, because he's like, now he's at the point where it doesn't take much for him.
No.
And he's
going to. That hit last night didn't look like it was going to be something that would cause what it caused. So Curtis brought it up that they get progressively worse the more that you get.
Yeah.
And that was Lamar Hamlin, too.
Yeah.
Hitting the chest.
Yeah, it was.
Like, wow.
It was.
And how many of these hits occur on short weeks where you're playing Sunday and Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the NFL has the ability to schedule a season where no team has a four-day break, where you can go Thursday to Thursday, or you do a bye week. Like, it is obscene that the NFL says with a straight face that they give a damn about the health and security of their players when they schedule these midweek games.
Yeah, they should never. Like, no team should have a short week. If you play on a Thursday night, you should at least had obviously a week before that or whatever. You should be coming off a longer period of time.
Chime, executive order. I think we can include the audio from my lead in They Said It, and that means we could get to They Said It right now. From a time management perspective on the radio program, if you would like. Is that okay?
I think that works for me.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, let's do that.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said It.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They Said It.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll start with what was going to be my lead, and that is Jason Tatum was on The Tonight Show. Is it still called The Tonight Show?
With Jimmy Fallon.
By the way, heads up, when we do our Flex Friday broadcast in beautiful, scenic Newport, Rhode Island, in a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks, we will be joined on the show by Jay Leno, Curtis.
Wow.
It's a power move right there.
Legendary late night talk show host, Jay Leno, coming on the show.
Can I tell you what would be even funnier?
Yes.
If we booked Conan O'Brien, got him on, and then bumped him right away for Jay Leno.
All right. Here's what Jason Tatum said on The Tonight Show when asked who will be in the NBA Finals.
Predict which two teams will be in the NBA Finals next summer.
Ooh, the Boston Celtics.
Say it!
It's going to be a rematch. We're going to play Dallas again.
Whoa!
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
All right, Dallas added Klay Thompson. That's going to help them out a lot, especially when, you know, you got two probably of, you know, the top five breaking down defense, ball handlers, or creating and opening up space for shooters and Kyrie and Luka Doncic. I mean, but I still love the fact of what the Celtics have. But
I mean, Lakers added Bronny.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
You don't think that'll change things?
No. Nope, that ain't going to work.
What's next, Sean?
Next, let's pivot over to the Boston Bruins. Jim Montgomery spoke to some reporters yesterday. Our own Scott McLaughlin here asked the first question about Jeremy Swayman and not having a contract done with Swayman. Here was Monty.
Does it change things if Swayman's contract isn't done by the start of camp?
No, I don't think it does, because when we lean towards, the way we play out in camp, our veterans tend to play most of the last three games.
Still pretty optimistic that, you know, that things are going to get taken care of with him and he'll be in camp.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get into the contract situation. It's not my area of expertise. It's Don's.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Doesn't sound very confident.
That doesn't sound so confident.
No.
Like, if you know, and I'm sure he does.
Right.
Wouldn't you say, I think they're pretty close. I'm expecting that Jeremy will be there next week. Right.
Even if you don't know, you just say it just because it shows the player that you really want him.
I'm not going to get into the contract situation. Right. It's not my area of expertise. It's Don's.
You say, like, we're doing everything we can.
Yeah, hopefully we can get something done.
Yeah.
You know, we really want him.
All right. I mean, is it possible that they're just looking at it and saying, you know what, it's too much money. We're a pretty good team. We got guys, you know, AHL wise that we think we have confidence in, and we're gonna ride it. And
they're going the Belichick route. They're probably looking at it and going, based on what at least the rumors that are out there. Scoopy Keefe said, our own Rich Keefe said, he's looking for $10 million. The Spittin' Chicklets guys said the team offered him about $6
million. A little over six.
Yeah, a little over $6 million. Those are worlds apart. Maybe the team goes, well, we're not going to pay more than $7 for this guy, because guess what? We were able to make him something. We made Linus Allmark something. Before that, who was the other guy that they had?
Tuukka Rask.
No, Tuukka Rask. But then there was a little goalie between.
Anton Hudobin.
Hudobin. Right. So we're able, like Bill used to say, oh, I can find the next goalie. You know, goalie Bob's like, don't worry about it, I'll find the next guy for you.
Maybe.
And maybe the Bruins are like, well, we're not going higher than $7 million.
Yeah. All right, what else, Shime?
Well, let's head over to football here. The cornerback of the Baltimore Ravens, Marlon Humphrey, cornerback, defensive back of the Baltimore Ravens, talked about Patrick Mahomes on his podcast. Curtis, I bet you'd be excited to listen to that. Not enough podcasts going around.
I think we need a podcast about quarterbacks.
That's a great idea. Well, here was Marlon Humphreys talking about Patrick Mahomes and why he's so difficult to defend.
It's hard to beat Mahomes. What makes him very good is he really does some pretty wild stuff that sometimes catches him, but a lot of times it doesn't. He gets away with a lot just because he's always willing to test it, willing to try it. He's like a chubby, fast dude. I'm always amazed when he's just outrunning people or just juking people in the backfield, getting out of a sack and just launching the ball.
Same. Chubby, fast dude. That's me.
Yeah, that's actually you when the bill comes.
He is kind of a chunky. I wouldn't say chubby.
Nah, he's just,
dad bod.
He's not shredded up. Like, he's not like you would think. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, but that ability really plays it to the game. Last night's game, there was a play. I think it was the Shime. You watched the whole game, Curtis.
Yes, sir.
You watched the whole game.
I did.
I think it was the second touchdown that Buffalo had, where Josh Allen's in the backfield. He's kind of dead to rights. He scrambles out. He's running towards the sideline. Next thing you know, he just
hits Shakir over the middle of the field.
Yeah, and like right by the end zone.
He gets down at the one.
And like when you have a quarterback that has, he was almost a yard away from the sideline, and he's still looking to throw the ball, and he kind of throws it across his body.
He does that against the Patriots, it feels like, every game.
Yes, and we've seen it here personally. And
yeah.
When you have that capability, it's just so hard to defend a guy like that.
A ridiculous stat for you. Josh Allen, within like 2 yards of the sideline, is the best quarterback in football, QB rating-wise.
Speaking of Baltimore, I'm considering taking them in the WEEI Survivor Pool.
They are one of the two teams I have been considering as well, Greg.
Uh-oh.
We can pick. We can pick the same. I just don't know. Is it too early to waste them? I need a like. A
I don't think you could think like that.
You got to. You got to make sure. You have to make sure you're alive, though.
I understand that, but I need a Survivor Pool hardo to tell me if I am wasting Baltimore too early in the season.
See, I'm not a hardo. I don't know much about the
you're
Survivor.
Out. You don't even get to but talk that, about.
That's
it.
What
you're
I would
out.
Think.
You embarrass yourself.
That's what
week.
I did with Cincinnati.
You're out.
Everybody's mad at me for gambling advice.
I love the confidence. Curtis is taking the Patriots. We're doing our picks next, right? Before we get to Jelani Tavai?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you didn't take them like I did last week. I think the Lions are a lock hosting the Bucks.
Yeah, I was going to say
that.
That
Bucks team is frisky. That's a game I don't want to, because that could end up being like 36-34 final. I don't want to touch that.
Baker Mayfield was born to throw a back-breaking pick.
Man, that maybe.
I don't want to waste them early. I want to save the Lions.
Same.
All right. Well, anyway, and speaking of wagering or gambling or betting, we will talk with Nick Kostos at 9:30 this morning for some no-sweat bets for you for the weekend, as we always do. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right this moment?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. Final score 31-10, but the headline this morning is Tua Tagovailoa, who went down with a concussion in the third quarter when he took a hit from DeMar Hamlin. This was the third diagnosed concussion of Tua's NFL career. The Patriots take on Seattle at Gillette on Sunday. Kickoff at 1 p.m. We'll talk to Jelani Tavai this morning about that. The Red Sox fell to the Yankees in 10 innings. 2-1 was the final. Cooper Criswell went 5 1/3, giving up one run on four hits while striking out four. Another one in the Bronx tonight, 7:05 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, 59 degrees in Boston, cloudy skies, beautiful day, sunny in the mid-80s, Shime. And Sunday going to be sunny in the mid-70s at Gillette Stadium. Reiner calling for snow.
It is a Patriots Friday, and we will be joined in just a few moments by Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker. The division gets a little more interesting with what happened last night to Tua and to the Miami Dolphins. I'm assuming that he'll be out for a while.
I would imagine so.
I mean, it was awful to watch. At some point also, I mean, it's football, so... But at some point, the NFL, especially if you gained a lot of new fans, mm-hmm. thanks to your queen,
yeah,
like you don't want to see that what do you call it again? The
fencing
pose,
yeah. The rigor mortis, the frozen pose, yeah.
Like you don't want fans to be tuning mm-hmm. in and seeing that in your game.
No,
the NFL may say something to Tua, like, it's time for you to say goodbye.
And didn't the last time this happened to Tua, it was like another primetime game? Mm-hmm. Like, if this is happening, and this is not taking away of how serious of an injury this is, mm-hmm. but if it's on Sunday, there's so much going on, and you're right. watching a million different games. The fact that this is now, again, the only game that's going on that night, and right. all of America has
Saw
their eyes
again.
On it.
The same
like,
guy.
That is...
I'm pretty sure this happened on Thursday Night Football against the Bengals.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. this is the like you're right, Courtney. Another nationally televised game
yeah.
with the same guy.
I'll ask you because you played the game. Curtis said it earlier. Do you think the Thursday night games ought to go away? Like, do you think that's a part of this issue?
I don't think it's necessarily a part of this issue. I think that, you know, obviously when you come off a short week, your body's going to be feeling a certain way, and there's a chance that you could get hurt. You know, we're more likely to get hurt because you don't get the proper rest. I just think that when you look at the concussion issue, like, you'll see this play 1,000 times in a game.
Yeah.
It just seems like, and we know with Tua, some guys are more susceptible to it, right? It's like in boxing. Some guys have an iron chin, where other guys, you get hit, and that's it, right? So yeah. Tua looks like he's one of those guys where he's getting to the point where it doesn't take much for him to get in that mode.
But this is his fourth or fifth concussion?
It's the third in his NFL career. I mean,
I would not want to risk another one.
But here's my question for the Players Union, which is about as strong as my backbone. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you allow this to happen? You could easily schedule it so that you don't have a short week. Because if the short week doesn't matter, then why don't you play every game on 4 days?
Yeah.
Because what happened to Tua's brain is unlikely because he played last Sunday. I understand that. But the amount of injuries on short weeks, there, I Googled that there have been several studies about this very thing where it seems to happen when players don't have the right rest. And like Kansas City played Thursday night. They could play another Thursday night game into a bye week.
Yeah.
You know, the Patriots, I think a couple years ago they tried to do it. Didn't the Patriots play like the Bills and the Dolphins on back-to-back Thursday nights? Like, you could easily create a schedule by which the team playing on Thanksgiving plays the Thursday before.
Right.
Like,
it's only going to get worse because these games on days other than Sunday are all about the NFL adding streaming services, adding Amazon, adding places where you can watch games so that they can make more money. Like, I mean, that's all that it is about.
And the players split it. So it's not just for the owners. No, I mean, they get half that revenue.
No, I understand.
Yeah, and we always get into this with the NFLPA, the Players Union. It's just there are too many guys that are like, I want my money. We can't go on strike. I'm not going on strike. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, Brady and some of you other guys in Mahomes, you got plenty of money. You got enough money to last you through, you know, 6 months of no work. Yeah. I don't.
All right, well, Jelani Tavai coming up. We'll get to Courtney in the news at 7:45. Angry Principal Dave has an issue with your lead this morning, Wiggy. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning. Been a while. Hope everybody's well. Wiggy, I love you, but I got to call you out.
Okay.
You can sit here and call out Shannon Sharpe. You call out Courtney for the breast issue, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot sit here and tell me, as a principal school committee member, that you did not know that the superintendent had a federal grant where he was going to pay you for the mentor, which I think is a great idea. But you acted so shocked, yet I'm calling you fraudulent because you know clearly you were getting that money.
No, I didn't get it. That's the point that you don't get.
Well, I'm not saying you got it.
Right.
No, I'm not saying you got it, but you didn't mention it once yesterday.
No, when you say...
You didn't mention it once.
No, when you say I got $100,000, I'm like, no, I didn't.
But you didn't say yesterday there was a grant that I was going to do. You never mentioned the mentor program. You never mentioned anything.
The grant was never guaranteed to me.
Dave, take it easy.
The grant was never guaranteed. It was like, oh, if we could do this, great. But it was never guaranteed. I didn't go in there.
Did you order the code red?
That's the difference.
You could have said it yesterday.
But the grant,
you could have said it yesterday.
Dave, you're not listening. You're not listening. Yesterday they said I got $100,000.
Yeah.
What part of that don't you understand?
Right.
You are a principal at a school. They said I got $100,000. I'm like, no, I didn't. The grant, yeah, he talked about the grant, but he said, well, I have to see if I can get this done.
Right.
So I didn't go into it saying, oh, I'm getting a grant.
Right.
And then if it gets done, it gets done. If it doesn't, it is what it is.
Also, as the man said when he was on the show, he's not a numbers guy.
Yeah. Hey, if you can get that done, great. But guess what? If you can't, I'm like, all right, people say a lot of things.
Your expertise was priceless.
But here's the difference with Shannon Sharpe. Shannon Sharpe made it seem like, oh, this was an accident. I went IG Live.
Yeah. I listen to this. Courtney figured it out. I think there's a video.
Yeah.
There's like multiple steps required to go Instagram live.
Yes. Mitch has the video. He's showing it for you. Okay. I screen recorded myself going live.
All right.
If you don't follow along, at Coco Cox.
All of these things. It would be impossible to be pleasuring another person while you are figuring out how to go Instagram live. It's impossible. It was not an accident.
Right.
Correct.
And that's okay. Doesn't seem like anybody who employs Shannon Sharp is upset with it.
No.
Seems like he wanted some cred.
Yeah.
When it came to his prowess.
Yeah.
In bed.
He's promoting, you know, pump pills for his junk on his nightcap show.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he promotes them proudly now.
Okay. I'll get it in.
He said he was just doing what a healthy man is doing.
Yeah.
But just be like, listen, you know, I kind of, you know, maybe I might have recorded it a little bit. Because then the part that it would, that like exposes him, when Ocho said, oh, you was only good for a minute and a half, he was like, no, that was 20 minutes in. So 20 minutes in, he decided to
20 minutes in, why are you on your phone?
Bingo. He decided, you know, let me get the phone out real quick. Hold on, I got to make a call. I ain't going to stop, but I just got to send off this quick text message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. You want to make our WEEI Survivor pool picks right now?
Yeah.
While we wait for Jelani to buy. Texter, a Survivor pool hardo, suggested that maybe I ought to take Houston.
Ooh.
But I think I'm leaning toward Baltimore. Where are you at?
I am going to go. Yeah, no, I'm going to follow my heart. The Jaguars over the Browns. Home game.
I like that, Courtney.
I like that.
They lost week one.
Okay.
Wait, Shime said it's good?
I said I like that for you.
It's a good one, though.
Shoot.
I have to tell you.
I got my Survivor Pool pick right last week.
I have to. Shime, do you realize the immediate defense is why we keep bringing it up?
Yeah, I know. That's why I keep getting defensive. Curtis, that's the point. It's a good bit.
Courtney has continued to build, like, grow into the sports radio role, and I think she's arrived.
Big donut for you last night on your pick, Shime.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Not great.
I know you don't eat donuts now, but.
I would like a donut. I would have liked to, drown my sorrows in carbs.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm going to get bagels today. We had talked about it.
Right. Excellent.
Curtis.
Curtis, are you taking the Patriots?
I am taking the New England Patriots.
Wow.
Best coach in football, Gerard Extra Mayo.
He will be on with us Monday morning.
Don't bet against the Pats. I found out the hard way.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take Baltimore.
Okay.
Great pick, Greg.
It's early, and I kind of wanted to save them, but the point is survival. You got to get to the end. Survivor pool hardos say this to me all the time. Get to the end. That's more important. So I'm taking Baltimore. Shime, what are you doing?
Oh, God. I find myself in a conundrum.
Great question in general.
Yeah, right.
Oh, by the way, Jackson just told me Tavai is 10 minutes late.
Oh, okay.
Jackson also needs to make his pick, too. You know what? I'm gonna go in a different direction than you, Greg. I'm going to burn a different team here. Give me the Indianapolis Colts at the Green Bay Packers. No Jordan Love. They're starting Malik Willis, who has like a 17% sack rate, which is double what the leading sack rate guy was last year in Justin Fields. I'll take the Colts. Give me the Colts.
Okay. Where's Jackson?
I don't know.
Oh.
Seems like he's coming.
He's scampering in.
Big crack!
While we wait for Jackson, I got a couple questions.
Hello. Oh, I got Dallas.
You're taking Dallas?
There you go. Dallas over the Saints.
Okay.
Right. Wow, we're all over the place this
week. I like
this
for us.
Right. Yeah, hold on, Jack.
I do too.
I will welcome whoever's coming to the loser's pit with me on Monday.
Wiki, who would you have taken?
I like Courtney's. I like the Jaguars.
I feel
and Browns.
Awful about that now.
Yeah. I like that. You know, that's what I do.
Honestly, it's probably fun being in the losers. You called it the losers pit.
Yeah.
With Wiggy, because I don't know what happened financially, but the man picked up the entire tab for everybody last night at Ocean Prime. There were like 10 of us.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know if he came into some money recently.
Wiggy.
That's expensive.
I might be coaching again. Different location, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that breaking news?
Well, it could be. I could be coaching again.
I mean, that was a pretty hefty tab last night.
Yeah, you know. But you know,
you're down to 97.5 take from Brockton, I think.
You've picked up the tab plenty of times before, you know, so I don't know. I'm looking for another location. Where else is another struggling city where I can go coach?
Can I ask a question of the room?
Find out.
Yesterday.
Might be coaching in Lawrence.
Really?
All right.
I could help. If that's
Lawrence,
where you're...
Did Lawrence reach out?
You know what I mean? They got some grants and stuff over there.
It's close to my house if you need a video guy. Analytics guy.
Yeah, no. Wiggy seems to be preying on school systems that are hanging in the financial balance. I don't know why that I'm getting that
I don't
feeling.
Pray on that. I try to help the kids out, man. You know, people get... Listen, people are supremely jealous, and I get it. That, you know, when they feel like, oh, he's not a union guy, what coaching experience does he have? I mean, you know, I've had a little coaching experience. Mm-hmm. I coach my kids. I helped out at Central Catholic. Yep. You know, what do I know?
You're just a Super Bowl champion. Yeah. That would be enough for me.
Oh, you know.
You should just retort with what experience did Gerard Mayo have?
Well, you know, and then a lot of those kids in the Boogie Down. Very similar to me growing up, so I was able to relate to a lot of them and some of the struggles that they went to, and it was really about helping them, but, you know. The Herald did apologize.
The Herald has issued. They issued this morning.
Yeah.
Curtis, you said it's right off page one and an apology.
Yeah. Inside of page one.
I think they said they're sending me 25% off a subscription. Appreciate that.
Are you a big newspaper guy? I didn't see you as a big newspaper guy.
But now they have newspapers on tape. So.
I'll tell you one thing you can do for me is at some point during the show this morning, you can explain the whole little Lil Wayne Super Bowl.
Oh man, it's
me.
Oh, that is big. Yes,
can you explain that to me?
I sent some audio. I can send it to you.
Okay, because I don't.
They're coming for Jay-Z.
We should do a bit, Curtis. We'll call it beef splaining, where Wiggy explains rap beefs.
That sounds great.
All right, you want to do that later? All right. Jelani Tavai. We'll get to Jelani Tavai coming up. Is that the way we got to do that, or do you want to do it now? Shime, you got to tell me. What?
I think we do it now, and then just break 5 minutes late.
All right. Well, on a Patriots Friday, Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Hey, Jelani.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What a shock for the football world last week. I know you guys are on to Seattle and on to this week, but... What an effort for you guys last week. How great was it to win that first game for your new head coach?
Oh, it was great. It was a big milestone for Mayo and for us as an organization, and hopefully we can build on that this upcoming week.
Jelani, one thing you talked about before the game is the defense and how you guys wanted to you go into it with the mindset you're going to carry this team every single week. You guys had another amazing job creating turnovers, making Joe Burrow uncomfortable back there. How do you continue to build off of that going against the Seattle team and where you know they like to run the football and Geno Smith is a solid quarterback when it comes to, you know, trying to make the right decisions?
It starts with our preparation. You know, it starts on Wednesday. On our early downs and carries on each and every day that we go into this week. But that mindset never changes for us. You know, our biggest thing is always to be tough football players, to know that if a team wants to run the ball, we better be able to stop it and make them one-dimensional and you know, put their quarterback in situations where they're questioning what coverage we're running or, you know, give them different looks so that, you know, they might make that mistake of throwing it into a trap corner or whatever it is, you know. So it's on us to, you know, see what they're doing on offense. That way we can make an adjustment and capitalize on any mistakes that they make in the game.
Jelani, when it comes to preparing for week two, Kenneth Walker was a star for Seattle in week one. He hasn't practiced back-to-back days the last 2 days. I'm sure you're preparing as if he is going to be playing this week, but there is a chance that he's not. So how much does that change the way in which you guys see Seattle in week two?
It doesn't change. Like you said, we're practicing as if he is playing. And if he doesn't, then he doesn't. But for the time being, we're going to make sure that we're dialed in and focused on making sure that we stop him this week, because like you said, he is a big threat and he is a big part of their offense. And it's just another opportunity and challenge that we're really excited for. And if he does get to play, wonderful. If he doesn't, wonderful. Like, nothing changes for how we're going to approach the game. So, like I said, we're just going to be excited and ready for Sunday.
Jelani, one of the things that Gerard Mayo talked to us about is he said that, you know, guys are going to hear the noise outside of the locker room, whether it's, you know, us in the media predicting how many wins you're going to get, how good your football team's going to be. You guys hear that. How much does that fuel you when you hear the negativity about, you know, what, you know, some of us might view the expectations of this team? What does that do for you guys inside that locker room as far as fueling you to maybe prove a lot of us wrong?
I didn't even know about how everyone had Cincinnati over us, so I didn't really have a reaction on that until after the game when everybody started telling me that. And then two, I don't know, it's we all have that underdog mindset, you know, where we're okay with being the underdogs, because, you know, we're going to be the same team every, like, week in, week out, and make sure, and we're going to make sure that every team understands and feels, you know, our aggression and our tough football. So for the younger guys who are listening to the noise, I hope that they can lean to a vet and, you know, not look at those distractions and just focus on their play and perfecting their craft. And for the older guys, I think we've been in this organization long enough to know that we don't need to hear or listen to any of other people's opinions other than our teammates, our coaches, and ourselves. So I think we have really good guys in here to make sure that we don't listen to the noise.
Well, we've all heard that some of your teammates during the fourth quarter of that game Sunday started chanting, "Take them to the hill," on the sidelines. That's one of those things that, you know, at some point, maybe week 8, 9, 10, whatever, could be a little corny, but Gerard Mayo said yesterday that that was an attempt during training camp to create adversity for the team. And is that kind of the way you guys feel about that?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But it also just goes back to, you know, tough football. You know, a lot of teams don't condition. A lot of teams don't do this and that, whatever. And I feel like a lot of teams aren't practicing the way that we do over here in New England. So when we, you know, quote unquote, take them to the hill, we want to make sure that, like, we want to show them, like, our tough football and how conditioned we are, even if it's late in the game. So, you said it perfectly at the end.
Jelani, the end of that game, it seemed like the players took personal the questioning over the new head coach and Gerard Mayo. What did that Gatorade bath and what did that win mean for you guys in playing for him?
No, it was everything. You know, getting the first win as a new head coach is always it was one of the toughest things. So it was good that it was awesome to, you know, get him that first win, especially coming from his linebacker room. I know it was a special moment. You know, it's our job as players to make him look good. So we're gonna do our best to continue that. Continue that each and every week.
I don't know if you saw the game last night and what happened to Tua, but is there, from a player perspective, when you see somebody who has suffered the way he has concussion wise, you see what happened last night again. Is there a concern player wise when it comes to these Thursday night games and short rest?
I mean, it is what it is. You can't. It's going to be hard to, you know, coming into the NFL to change those kind of primetime things. So, I mean, it's just the game we play. But in Tua's case, I just hope that, you know, he recovers and I pray that he's okay, because he's a really good guy and definitely got to bond with him over the past off season. So, I got nothing but love and respect for that guy. Just hopefully, you know, things turn out better for him. But yeah, I don't really care what day we play. It's just another day for me to get into the office and have fun.
If you had gone through what he went through before and last night, would you keep playing?
You know, that's just a decision I gotta sit down and have with myself and my family. It's hard. It's hard to walk away from the game that you've been playing your whole life. You know, so I don't know. It's hard to put myself in that spot right now.
Yeah,
Jelani, last one for me. I know you're a West Coast guy. I'm guessing it seems like you're a big student of the game and you love the football game. Our resident PFF Shime here, Chris Shime, said that a guy like Joe Montana could not play in today's era of football. And we have the discussion, could guys play in, you know, the older era and some of those guys play in this era?
Yeah. I believe he went so far as to say that you, Jelani Tavai, were tougher than Brian Urlacher.
Yes.
To correct the record, I said he could hit harder.
Hit harder than Brian Urlacher.
Yep. Brian Urlacher.
I've been hit by Brian Urlacher. Shy, my guy here.
That'd be me.
Yeah.
I thought you said Joe Montana said that. I said what?
No. I've been hit by Brian Urlacher, never you, and I do not want to get hit by you. How do you feel when you hear people compare some of the older players? Could they play in today's era, or some of you guys, could you play in, you know, the older era? Do you think that there are guys who could and can't play in either era?
You know, it's hard. If we had the same rules back in the day, I would probably say no, but I think if you talk to an offensive player, they would say, yes, I could play in this time. If you talk to a defensive player, they'd probably say, I don't want to play in this era because of the rules. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to work and start getting ready for Sunday and an opportunity to be back at home, and I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing the fans on Sunday.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, Jelani Tavai. There he is on a Patriots Friday. Courtney with the news next.
It's time for...
No longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
The news.
It's on your laptop. Then, therefore... up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Do a fingerprint or something instead of you having to see my boobs.
Yeah. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
A man by the name of Kevin Burke was shot by police after he dragged an officer with his car when both Mansfield and North Attleboro police arrived at the Red Roof Inn in Mansfield yesterday. One group reporting for shots fired and another to serve an arrest warrant for him. He fled the scene in a black BMW, dragging an officer along with him, injuring 2 other officers. Another officer fired off a shot at the suspect, hitting him in the arm. Burke was taken to the hospital but has been released into police custody. 3 North Attleboro police officers were also taken to the hospital, but are expected to be okay.
They are okay. Good.
Yeah, quite the scene. We can hear from Mansfield Police Chief Ronald Sellen on CBS Boston.
Situations could escalate very quickly, but I don't want to get into any specifics because they may or may not be related to this situation.
Do people actually stay at the Red Roof Inn for more than an hour?
Nope. We'll leave the light on for you.
No, it's okay.
They do their transaction and they
get the
hell out of there.
I've actually stayed at a Red Roof Inn before.
You have?
Yeah, that's where Nesson sent me for the NFL draft in Philly. Better it was a Red Roof Inn in Jersey.
Better than the place Ken puts us in for spring training.
I was going to dump.
What?
That was fine.
Are you kidding me? We had to argue with the people the whole time because Wiggy didn't want to put his credit card. Remember that whole thing with the credit?
I do.
The big giant, it was like 2 a.m. and Wiggy's arguing about his credit card.
Well, that's because they charged us like $1,500 for a room that was like the Red Roof Inn.
I didn't even realize, so I was glad Wiggy did that.
Yeah, somebody explain, make that make sense to me, please. I mean, we're not staying at the Ritz-Carlton here and you're charging $1,500?
Yep.
Emergency top 5 list of the no-tell motels is the best Western.
Number 5.
Best Western on there, I would assume.
One of the great moments of my life was watching Greg check in at the Best Western in Keene, New Hampshire.
I tried to use my points. I have a lot of Best Western points, Curtis.
Do you know who I am?
All right, what's next?
A man was shot in Newton yesterday after he tackled a pro-Israel demonstrator last night. The man who was shot has life-threatening injuries, while the man who fired the gun, 47-year-old Scott Hayes, has been arrested. So there was a group doing a pro-Israel rally yesterday in Newton. This man across the street started yelling at them. He then charged, and as he started to tackle one of the demonstrators, another person shot him.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. It's tensions are high.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yes.
I would also just add, I saw this for the first time in a while on 9/11, the streets where Palestinians were celebrating 9/11. Just put that into your mind when you're thinking about this and what it means.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can hear from Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan on BZ.
There was a scuffle that was going on the street, and at some point, Mr. Hayes used a gun and fired a shot that struck the individual who had come across the street.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. We've talked about Shannon Sharp a lot this morning, but he has issued an apology after he accidentally, and I use that with air quotes, went live on Instagram on Wednesday while partaking in a midday bone. We've all been there. Here he is on his Nightcap YouTube show with Ocho Cinco.
I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on. So I don't know how it works. All of a sudden, my other phone is going off and people are calling me FaceTime that I've never talked to a day in my life on FaceTime. And it didn't, I'm like, why are y'all calling me FaceTime? And after a while, Jamie Fritz, who's been my longtime marketing guy, he finally got through to me and he said, Shannon, you're on IG Live. I'm like, doing what? You know, I'm like, what am I on IG Live for? I ain't hit no IG Live button. And he said, they can hear me. I said, hear me doing what? He said, sounds like you were having sex. Man, my heart sank.
Okay. Wait, but he knew what he was doing.
What can we stop? Way too many details also. This used to happen with LB on the old show.
Yeah.
When an explanation goes more than a sentence or two, it's a lie. Mm. Like, just stop. The whole thing is bizarre.
Right. I mean, you're getting good pub off of it.
You don't accidentally go live on Instagram. It requires multiple steps.
Yeah. It's not like you just tap it. You can't butt dial, if you will.
And he has another phone.
Two phones rejoin.
We could get a two phones rejoin. Or we could do two roles from the pandemic, Curtis.
Oh, what a great Stiz Grimy production. Parody.
So he's on Instagram, right? Shannon Sharp is on Instagram.
Yes.
But doesn't know how IG Live works. All right. You know, I'm on Instagram. I might not know how, certain filters and, how to boost this and how to boost that. But, I don't go IG Live a lot, but I know how it works.
Yeah. I would love to see the impressions on that, though.
Some of the lingo was very, the grunting.
The grunting was...
It's a little... It's probably more ad-libbing at that point in time.
It seemed like it wasn't that enjoyable, if I'm being honest.
How do you know?
I'm just saying, if he's saying that was 20 minutes in, and it kind of seemed like she was like, let's.
She sounded like she was having a good time. Did you hear her?
Yeah, she did.
Men are very easily fooled then.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly have never heard a woman experiencing that much pleasure. I said that, Curtis, before you could. All right, we are going to take a quick break and get to the rest of the news with Courtney next.